BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily. On it, we play Rockstar by Nickelback because of Radio 1 Rocks and think, how the hell did Avril Lavigne get him? We discuss. Also, Jessie J comes in to play our new distraction game, which she wasn't that distracted by. She quite enjoyed it. Danny off the scripts plays a very, very wet innuendo bingo. And it's Real or No Real with Hugh Stevens today.
BBC Radio 1.
So it's the Voice semi-final this weekend. Danny O'Donoghue right. is here.
Oi, oi.
And so is Team Danny, Carl and Andrea. Hey! Carl and Andrea both extremely excited about being at Radio 1 today.
I love it. It's one for the bucket list, I think.
Yeah. You think?
No. Yeah. It's ticked. I'm really happy to be here. Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
I can die contentedly now.
How are you feeling about the weekend?
Good, man. A little bit nervous, but you know, I've got a good song to perform. I've seen kind of the staging and stuff. I'm just going to have a lot of fun with it. I can't wait.
Good.
Yeah.
Andrea?
A little bit nervous, but I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be good.
Yeah. Danny's smiling like a proud dad.
Oh, yeah. No, it's genuinely. Yeah,
that's a good answer, Carl. Yeah. Nice one, Andrea. That was good. You didn't make a fool of yourself there. Yeah. You don't see me on the show. I'm literally standing up and singing. Like I'm not on the stage with him. I'm like a soccer mom or something.
Well, I know. I like it that you're kind of on the sideline. You get more involved than any of the others.
I really do.
Man, it's music, you know. You're the same. You love music and get involved in it. So.
Yeah. Now, Carl and Andrea are going to watch as Danny and Chris today play innuendo bingo. Now, Danny, you've not done this before.
I haven't done this before, no. But I have spat out drink a lot of times.
He was saying he watches a lot of the videos.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you know what it is?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Awesome.
And okay. I didn't wear a stupid hat and no protective clothing.
I know, some people go for hoods and, like, full wet weather gear.
Get wet.
Exactly.
Get wet or go home.
All right, let's play the game.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
So it's Danny and it's Chris with Carl and Andrea watching and hopefully laughing.
We've not done this before where there's been like a crowd inside.
Pressure.
I know, we've got an audience.
It's a new one, this, but I like it.
An audience from people who are off the telly. It's quite good. Okay, so what the aim of the game is here is obviously you'll hear some clips of innuendo that people have sent in. Mm-hmm. If you find them funny with the water in your mouth, obviously the water will spray everywhere. Let's not use the bin. I mean, just eye contact, I think, is the key.
Yeah.
Let's make it a wet one, you know. Right. The voice are here filming this today. They don't want to see anything dry.
Danny's got so much in his mouth, look.
I know.
He's made sure he put loads in as well. I've seen him trying to get every last little drop in.
Exactly.
Okay, sorry.
Right then, ready?
So I feel we need to fill the cheeks.
Right then. Here we go, Danny.
All right. So, it's in you and a bingo. It's Thursday. It's Danny versus Chris with our audience of Carl and Andrea. Yes. And over to Nick Grimshaw first on Radio 1, describing his perfect summer evening.
I had a very rock and roll night. I made two separate salads and a crab cake.
Oh,
nice little glass of white, back doors open.
Oh, it's going to be a wet one.
This is going to be good. I'm here. I'm enjoying this already. Thank you, Nick.
Nah.
The trouble is, Carl and Andrew aren't stood that far away, so they are getting some of the fallout.
Back door's open.
I'm not going to lie, I just snotted all over the place as well. I apologise.
Yeah, good. Oh, your glasses are dripping. All right, so we're off to a start. Julius in Bristol, thank you. You sent that one in. And now over to Sky News' sports desk. Cheeks nice and full. Remember, there is a no hand rule as well. If it comes out of your mouth, you can't stop it with your hands. Okay, well, they do say rugby is a full contact sport. Let's find out.
First of all, took the loose cross kick, stepped inside Cuthbert, beat off Warburton.
All happens on the sports channels.
Beat off Warburton.
Yeah.
Oh, my boxers are soaked already.
I knew this was going to be a good one with Danny today. Thank you, Amanda, who spotted that one for us. Oh, that, yes. Just done a nice little quad shot on the camera there. Hello, if you're watching at bbc.co.uk/radio1. You can watch this on your computer, on your mobile phone, right now. Let us know if you are. Over to The Voice now. And Danny O'Donoghue.
No.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Giving some thorough feedback on his artist's performance here.
Were you... Where you came up like that was perfect. Real nice, real sexy.
No. Okay. The Voice again, and it looks like another artist is about to get the full Tom Jones experience.
That's why I would like you to come with me, because I feel that there's a lot of areas that we could go into.
Hang on, that legend. It needed that last one, it was classic. Oh.
A lot of areas.
Oh, a lot of areas. So we've got back to normal bingo now, and unhappy memories here from this woman on an episode of Dirty Britain. What's that? Anyway, here she is.
The first time it happened, I was on the table with my skirts up, screaming.
No hands. Oh, dribble from both parties. Yep. Thank you to Dan. I think a mouse sprang out of her or something. That was what happened.
You've steamed up.
Danny's glasses have steamed
up. Right, they're coming off.
Need little wipers or something.
Yeah, little.
The glasses are off.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Sarah Cox was interviewing Don Broco this week. We're all good friends here at Radio 1, you know that. But I never knew that Edith was into this.
Well, just before the editor, which is quite exciting, so I'm hoping I get to fist pump him on the way after they come on.
Thank you. Thank you to... thanks to Mike, who emailed scott.mills@bbc.co.uk with that one.
As well, make sure you fist pump Edith.
There you go.
Okay, good.
Let's do some more. More water, please. And let's go over to Greg Wallace talking about one of his favourite subjects.
The tart needs more filling, it needs to be wetter.
Did you just say the tart?
It's tart, yeah. It's MasterChef, isn't it?
The tart needs more filling, it needs to be wetter.
Okay. Is there somebody like from your team just sitting there and watching TV? Yeah. And just going,
well,
yes!
That's someone's job.
When you hear one, you go, yes!
Yeah, that is true. But also, the listeners send in most of them now.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
Which is brilliant.
So your job is done.
Well, yeah, but it means that people are watching television in a completely different way.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'll send that one to Scott Mills. Okay. Our favourite clip now from In Your Bingo on Tuesday. Loads of water.
Hmm.
This is from the Crime Watch Roadshow. And this police horse. Chris. He knows what's coming. He's heard it already. This police horse was very, very busy.
He's been a police horse for about 12, 13 years. He's very busy. We know that he polices pop concerts, huge crowds. What else does he do?
Yeah, he was in Rihanna last night.
Now, I think the lady there meant that the horse was at the Rihanna gig. That's what we think.
Yeah, he was in Rihanna last night.
Okay. So, back to sport. And more water, please. We now return to the sports desk on Sky News, where this reporter seems to know some of the England rugby team quite intimately.
Chipped over Hogg, caught the ball on the bounce. You will not see a better tackle on this tour.
Now, our listener Mike was listening to The Material World on Radio 4, and he said he wasn't really expecting this interview to take the following surprising turn that it did.
I understand some people actually pay money to be fictionalised by Anne Cleave. She did it to me free of charge. So wonderful, really.
And has she nailed you?
Dang!
Yes, full in the face from Danny O'Donoghue.
And has she nailed you?
You give it with such force as well.
I'm a singer, you know, the diaphragm.
It's incredible to see.
Yeah, that's why, because he's a singer. It's very powerful.
That's your back.
Great projection.
Okay, more water, please. Let us know if you're watching this on the cameras today. Are you enjoying it, Carl and Andrea?
Yes.
Yeah, it's very funny.
It's quite weird, isn't it?
He's got gobbled out his chin.
Oh. Yeah. Carl's just ducking out of the way.
I'm glad I'm at the wall.
Yeah, Andrea's safely by the wall. Yeah.
Well, that's not on my face.
Oh, that's nice.
No, do I?
Hi, kids.
It's
not got someone on your chin.
Okay, test match special now. Are we ready? This commentator was very impressed by what he saw on the pitch.
His bat is up to Junaid's waist. I kid you not. I think the actual blade is normal size. He's just got a monumentally big handle.
It went over me.
It actually went over your head.
Monumentally big handle.
Okay, thank you to Chris and Witness for that.
It just starts off good and then just gets better by the end of it. You know what I'm saying?
It's good, classic. I know. It's builds and builds.
Oh, man.
All right. Now, one of our favourite people for Inuit Bingo is Dale Winton.
Oh, God.
Now, he has been letting slip even more personal details here on this episode of In It to Win It.
I have an almost full row of seats in the waiting area and one in my red area.
What's that you say, Dale?
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
It's a classic. Where was that again, Dale?
And one in my red area.
Oh, brilliant.
Okay. And just a couple more.
Okay.
Who's wettest at the moment?
Danny.
I'm definitely wettest.
Easily.
Because I've been waiting for his face and he's been going past him.
Yeah.
And he's just been aiming for my crotchal region the whole time.
Yeah, crotchal region, I like that. That's a new thing.
Technical.
Also on The Voice, loads of times Jesse's turned around and said, and that's why I touch my button for you.
Yeah.
We
need to get those. Okay. And finally, a couple of classics. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go over to the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
Nick Hyam is our correspondent who's been following this story right from the very beginning. And the bad news is, Nick, they can't get it up.
Oh. Okay. More water, please.
Do you want some more?
Right. Okay. Drama on helicopter rescue.
Over 3,000 feet in the air, it's the first time 59-year-old Fiona MacArthur has ever been winched.
Oh, that's so going in my dictionary now.
Yeah. Winched. Okay. And one more on today's Danny V. Chris Innuendo Cheers. Bingo.
Cheers, man.
Incredible about some of the sights and sounds you hear when you're listening to BBC Hereford and Worcester.
In my adult life, I think the most interesting thing I've been up is Lord Hereford's Knob.
local attraction there, which you can climb up, I believe, for free. And that was The Voice special Innuendo Bingo. Really well played. Thank you, Danny. And Carl and Andrea, the very best of luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you for coming in today.
Awesome. Team Danny.
Yeah.
Well played. And don't forget, Jesse is coming on a bit later on. Jesse J at 2:30 today.
Oi, oi.
Thank you.
Team Dan all the way.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, coming up, I've got a bit of... Right, stop the music.
What's up?
I've got Nickelback coming up.
How's that happened?
I imagine it's Radio 1 Rocks.
Yep, that'll be it.
Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star.
I really thought that one had been deleted off the system, but it hasn't. That is Rockstar by Nickelback on BBC Radio 1. Oh, we should ring Dan P. Carter and ask him if that's rock. I think it is.
It needs checking, though. It's longer than I remember.
It just feels that way. It's only 4 minutes. Is he married, that bloke, is he married to Avril Lavigne?
No.
Not Dan P. Carter. What's his name?
Chad.
Chad Kroeger.
Yes.
Is he really?
But that was on Real or No Real. I thought it was No Real.
Aren't they together?
Oh, God, it is. Look, I'm looking now.
She's got a ring on it.
It's on the way.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, it's happening. That's happening.
Didn't she used to date the guy from Sum 41?
That's right, yeah.
And now she's going out with Chad Kroeger. Not a good swap.
She's on The Voice at the weekend.
Is she?
Will he be there?
Oh.
Hey!
Does he speak like that?
Where did they meet?
Actually, I had a run-in with him once.
Did you?
Yeah, it's all coming back to me now.
How?
At Top of the Pops. I think I called his music Middle of the Road. Went off.
That's very unlike you.
You obviously haven't heard the rest of my album. Well, of course I haven't. Why would you? What if he starts singing at home to Avril?
Why are you worried about that? You won't have to hear that.
You wouldn't want that, would you? I'm just thinking of her.
Well, look, she's clearly made a decision to marry him.
Fair play to her. I hope they're very happy, I do.
She must know what she's letting herself in for.
Well, let's hope so. The Scott Mills Daily. And this is Jessie J. Hi, love. How are you?
Just discussing food, as always.
With Chris? Yeah. What are you talking about?
Jessie's just talking about how much she likes to cook sea bass.
Oh,
how
darling.
Cool is this?
I know.
I like to cook. And people take the mickey out of me because I always Instagram photos. But I think it's fun.
So you cook for the others?
I cooked last week for the live show because the catering, it's really hard to eat on a live show, like to have time. So I made like two massive big Tupperware pots of chicken curry and rice.
Well, hang on a second. When do you get time?
I got up at 7:30 that morning and did it in my dress, literally like had a shower, put my dressing gown on and was like, right, I'm going in and making cheesecakes and everything.
That's really good of you.
She brings in the food.
Yeah.
That's like, great.
Laden with Tupperware.
Basically, I think a good Tupperware selection is great.
Do you know what you need? A slow cooker.
Oh, a slow cooker. I've got a tagine. I need to use that.
Cooking with Jessie J.
There's something in that.
Lamb and prunes or something in the tagine. Oh, yes, please.
Ooh, hello.
Come on.
If you want to watch this, we're on the Radio 1 website now on your computer and on your mobile phone. So, the Voice semi-finals this weekend.
Yes. Who's got your vote?
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute because we need to talk about Ash in particular. We've noticed you can't stay in your chair.
Do you know what it is? Like, there's certain singers that I can't sit still if I hear them. Like, it's Kim Burrell. If you see me when I'm listening to Kim Burrell at home, I can't listen to her when I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
Because I like to play music when I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
And I can't...
Well, how does that work if you can't... Like, you're supposed to be not moving and trying to sleep.
It's the only time I really get to really enjoy a new album.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll listen and it kind of takes it in and I kind of really absorb it when I'm resting.
So let's say if you are resting, does it happen where you have to sit bolt upright and go, oh, my God!
Basically, yeah. Do you know what it is? It's any chance. It's any kind of opportunity I get to get out of the chair as well.
Is it a problem with the chair? That's what I was going to say.
Are they not comfy? Especially in a PVC skirt. No.
Oh, they look quite comfortable.
No, for a man in a suit that can sit back all like slouch and be like, yeah, who? Mm. But I'm like, oh, I was sitting really far forward, or on the side, or I just stand up if I can.
Or you'd sometimes go and just sit at their feet.
Yeah. Ash is just like, I can tell that when I first ever saw him that he needed that little push of like support. So that's why I did it.
So not only do you cook for them, you really, I mean, you honestly think that you're going to be at these people's gigs soon, don't you? You totally believe in them.
You know what? I really dedicate my time to them. Like, whenever I am scheduled to be at The Voice, I am 100% theirs. I am dedicated. I cook for them. I bring them Manuka honey because it's expensive.
Does
and
their
I'll bring
washing.
Them loads of Manuka honey. I would. No, but I'm that kind of girl. I really am. I really care about them and I make sure that they're healthy and I make sure they've had lunch and that they're warmed up and they're prepared mentally as well as physically. And
you're like their mum, but not old enough.
Yeah, basically. That's what they will say. They'll call me Auntie.
Auntie Jessie.
Yeah.
So Matt obviously was with Will.i.am and then Will had to sacrifice him and you stole him away.
Yes.
And then Ash...
I saved him, really, when you stole him.
You saved him, yeah.
I meant just like, it's a save more than a steal.
Yeah.
Because
a
steal would be if he did pick him.
Yeah.
And I stole him. I never really, yeah.
Yeah. And Ash, you have loved from the start.
Yes.
Now, Chris is a bit obsessed with his performance.
I think he's amazing. But I mean, for obvious reasons, he's amazing because, you know, The Voice is,
yes.
I mean, that the main thing with him there. But also it's part of his personality where he seems to genuinely not understand how good he is.
That's what I'm trying to teach him. That there's obviously a thin line between not knowing, but you have to kind of know a little bit because soon it's going to all get very overwhelming. And if you don't know, it'll freak you out.
But how do you strike that balance between giving someone enough confidence and making them a big head?
Because you don't kiss their butt. You just... give them good constructive criticism for them to be a better performer.
But you don't blow smoke?
No, 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 no. Like, very rarely, like, I'll hear them sing and then just go, yeah, that was great, nothing's needed. I'll always find something that they can improve, because you can always find something to improve.
Yeah. You've also, have you told your lot to kind of lay off social media a bit?
No.
Oh.
That was a complete lie.
All right.
Although I did start following Ash on Instagram and it wasn't him, so he told me to unfollow. So if you saw that I unfollowed on Instagram, it's because he told me, because it wasn't him.
Awkward.
Someone was pretending to be him. Oh, which kind of confused him. He was like,
I always find that
me.
Weird when people are pretending to be someone else. I find
Seriously, have you not got a job?
I know. Have you got enough time?
Because I'm so busy that, like, sometimes I don't have time to tweet. So how have you got time to pretend to be me and tweet all the things I'm tweeting
Have
a life to buy
it?
A phone? Yeah.
Well, they can do it for you then, Jesse. That's the beauty of it.
But isn't it weird to pretend? What are you getting out of it? It's very strange.
How many people pretend to be you?
I've got, like, over 100 fake accounts.
On Twitter?
Yeah. The amount of times that, like... Like, B.O.B. will be like, I DM'd you and you didn't reply. And I'm like, that wasn't me. It's so hard, because obviously I'm called Is That Jessie J? And that was kind of the joke on Instagram, especially, because so many people have Jessie J. I don't even have Jessie J. It's taken.
People like B.O.B. need to look more carefully at their profile and see they've got two followers. Do you see them on the fake one?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they're two followers and they're following, like, their other two accounts that they fake on, yeah. Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber.
So what other advice are you giving them? Have you given them any kind of advice that's been a bit harsh at times?
Yes. I've said, be careful of how much you give to people. I remember I've been with them in public a few times where they've made themselves late or arrived somewhere not on time It's really hard to get the balance right, but sometimes you have to remember that everybody deserves their privacy. And I said, the one thing you have to remember, you can't make everybody happy.
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, stopping for fans is so important, but sometimes it's not written into your diary. So you can't jeopardise not promoting a single on the radio or turning up to a show, because then there is no song for you to promote for the fans to even like. Does
and
that
for
make sense?
Yeah, and for artists like you, I've seen it, literally the diary is... in 10-minute sections.
It's unreal.
It's precise.
At the moment, it's crazy. Like,
yeah. I'm probably overrunning right now.
No, it's fine. I mean, I love talking about the music and everything, but sometimes it's really hard for other people to understand that, like, it's all out of your personal time. Like, I want to stop the fans every time, but it's not in my diary. Mm. They don't put it into your diary to have, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's a bit, I hate giving that kind of advice, but they have to just always... Just remember that.
Yeah. Where are we at with
that
the hair?
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Where are we at with the hair? Are we going to keep it like that?
The hair was freshly bleached this morning.
Yes, it looks good. The thing is, right, with your hair like that, I know you've always kind of wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And you raised loads of money in the process, which is brilliant. But, I mean, would you keep it? Because it does really suit you.
Wait, I just said kick you, and I don't want to seem like a weirdo.
No, Jesse Joe just kicked me.
I accidentally kicked his shoe, but then I went, kick you. And
she's not saying that.
If you didn't hear what I said, it just sounded like it was a weirdo going, kick you.
I did think that when you said it. I was like, I should explain.
Imagine you just got pushing his chair.
You could have said it was a track on your album.
Kick you. Imagine, I just drop in lines. I've learned it from Will. He does it all the time on The Voice.
What do you mean?
Hashtag, imagine all the time. We didn't realise. In the pre-record, he'd be like, I mean, that was crazy. That was willpower. And now it's like, the album title.
I mean, where is the love?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you saying you're going to call your next album Kick You?
No, I'm not. Don't say that, because it'll actually be printed. My hair is staying like this for now.
Yeah, I really like it.
I'm just enjoying it. I mean, I might grow it a little bit and try a pixie crop or something, but yeah, I'm enjoying the short thing and I want to make a statement. Pixie crop. I don't really know. Someone else said it and I just kept copying them.
Not what Pixie Lott has.
No, but that really does make sense.
Mm. She should.
Yeah, she should.
What's a pixie crop?
It's like a little pixie haircut. Never really thought about it.
Yeah, okay, like little bits coming out of the side.
Yeah, like just a short, so I've got a little fringe.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
It's kind of like yours if it was combed down.
I don't have a pixie crop.
You do.
I don't have a pixie crop.
You've got a pixie crop.
You've got a pixie crop. But if you went to a hairdresser in Essex and went, pixie crop, please, would they know?
They might just put fairy dust on my head. If you're in Essex, you never know.
You never know.
No.
Right, okay. We love your new song. It's been my big thing. It's
Thank
Wild
you.
With Big
I
Sean.
The support.
And no worries. Big Sean and Dizzy Rascal. Wicked tune. What's Big Sean like? Is he as big?
Everyone asks me this.
I want to know.
Is he big?
He's slim.
Yeah.
He's
tall.
No, he's not tall.
Why is he called Big Sean?
Really tall.
Well,
I keep saying maybe because he's without big, it's just Sean.
Yeah. Here's Jesse J, Dizzy Rascal and... Sean.
No. So, I don't know. Well, he wouldn't be calling him Little Sean, because I don't know.
Yeah.
So, but he's really lovely. They're both great. Both, like, dedicated their time. Like, it was such a quick moving thing. Like, it was just like, this is the single. We're going to go with it. We're shooting a video.
Yeah.
I finished the song at 2 a.m. and then we recorded the video at 7 a.m.
Whoa.
So it was literally, like, last minute. The ad-libs then changed after the video was even made. So it was just crazy.
It's quite strange as well, the reaction. I mean, some people that maybe haven't liked your previous stuff, who've been, or like, you know, they've not been a massive fan, are a massive fan of this.
That's good.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's
we just
a fresh
got a lot
start.
Of a few texts about it, and it's just
I
like, I really like this.
Start. I think people have got to know me a bit better now. And to be honest with you, like, I think it's just all about moments in your life. And I'm definitely more grown up now, and I'm kind of a bit more aware of the kind of album I need to make it a bit more rounded.
Yeah.
And I definitely want to make a family album, but I also want there to be songs that can be played in the club, that can be played at weddings. I've got a lot of wedding songs, I think, on this album. Love songs. I'm looking at you like we're going to get married. So I think this guy kicked you, and now I feel like I have to keep looking at you. Yeah.
We're getting married now.
Kick you.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it just it shows off a lot more of kind of where I'm at in my life. So I don't know, maybe that's why.
Okay, we'll
but
play,
it's great. Thank you to anyone that's loving the song.
Loving it. Okay, Jesse J and Wild, we're going to play now. After that, I've got a little game I'd like to play with you, which is lots of fun.
I'm like games.
And it's I know.
Immediately you look scared.
Yeah.
You won't get wet and you won't be harmed. In fact, you'll enjoy it.
Okay, I hope so.
You will. The Scott Mills Daily. International pop star and feeder of her contestants on The Voice. Jessie J.
Chicken curry, macaroni cheese for everybody.
And Wild. I love, just love it that she brings loads of food for everybody.
Yeah.
It's the Jessie J buffet.
Are they not really fussy?
No, I don't really think about that.
Yeah,
it's just whatever you're cooking. Yeah. Well, it's like, well, you're going to eat it, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean. But everyone liked it, so, you know.
We were just talking about what you wear in the recording studio. It's quite interesting. I want to bring this on, actually, because I see so many artists that just go in a hoodie and they haven't done their hair and they just put their headphones on and go...
That's it. That was a hit.
Thank you. So a lot of American artists do that, but you say that you quite dress up when you're going to record
I
your
do.
Album.
I do. It depends what I'm recording. Like, when I was re-vocaling the album, if I was going to do, like, Wild, I'd probably... more likely take in a pair of heels, even if I was wearing like tracksuit bottoms and a t-shirt. But I'd always make an effort. Like, I remember Claude Kelly, who's a good friend of mine, songwriter, and he's the executive producer. I just hit the mic. Did you?
Fine.
He would be like, why are you putting makeup on to sing? And I'm like, because I want to feel good for myself.
Even
and,
like, though wanna, you're the only one.
Even though I'm the only one.
That's amazing. It's quite good.
So it depends on the song. Like, if I was doing a ballad, I'd sometimes take my shoes off and just feel the ground and just with my toes.
Cool. Now, Jessie J, this is a game that we like to play now and again, where all you have to do is finish the lyrics of songs.
Right, okay.
Dead easy. Some of them are yours.
Oh, no.
Some
I always listen to this kind of thing and always get it right, but you know now I'm playing, I'll
pressure.
Get it wrong.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, so I will start a lyric of a famous song and you finish it. However, there will be various things to distract you as you're answering the questions. Nothing bad, just stuff.
Why are you looking at me like that? What's going to happen?
Just stuff that you'll see. It'll just be like a mini assault on your senses.
I'm now looking at everyone like...
No, it's fine. We're not going to produce any snakes. There's not going to be any gunshot
over
your head.
None of that.
As long as there's no pineapple and no nuts.
Did you ever watch The Fun House?
No.
Fun House.
Fun okay. House. I used to love Fun House. There you the go. Twins.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll start off with just a couple where you're just answering me back and nothing will happen, and then we'll... And then we'll bring on the distraction.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Distraction with Jessie J.
Don't have to. Okay.
I'm scared.
Don't make me scared. Okay. Finish the lyrics. Stomp, stomp, I've arrived.
Drop the beat, nasty face, while you're looking at me.
Yes. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy.
But here's my number, so call me
the
maybe.
The Orgasmatron.
Yep, okay, go. What's happening, Chris?
What is that?
She's currently getting her head sort of scratched with one of those things.
Orgasmatron.
Called the Orgasmatron. Nice.
Yellow diamonds in the light.
Yellow diamonds in the light. As we're standing side by side.
Yes. Hey, sexy lady.
Hey, sexy lady. Ooh. Ah.
Being poked by right? Chris Stark.
Come on.
What are you going to do?
Just poking you,
innit? Oh, no, you're going to tickle me.
I can taste the tension like a cloud of smoke in the air.
Now I'm breathing like I'm running because you're taking me there.
She's up all night till the sun. I'm up all night to get some.
She's up all night to get sun. I'm up all night to get sun. I'm up all night to get fun.
Mystery fish products.
Oh, what?
Mystery fish.
Oh, that is gross.
I can...
Oh, it stinks.
I feel so close to you right now.
I want to touch you. I don't know.
I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing.
Still alive, but I'm barely breathing. Pray to a God that I don't believe in.
Johnny, the contortionist.
Oh, that is, what is that?
Here comes the contortionist.
I hate that I let you down. Yes?
Stop it! I hate that I let you down. I don't know.
Okay.
Whoa.
Tonight's the night. Let's live it up.
Tonight's the night. Let's live it up. Let's party hard.
Pixie Lanot, the body bender.
Baby, baby, baby.
Oh my
God.
Yeah. Don't lose who you are in the blur of the stars.
Seeing is deceiving, dreaming is believing. It's okay not to be okay.
But she's touching his chest now.
That's weird. I don't know that one.
Right, we're done. Stop the distraction. Wow. How was that?
Get rid of this fish pie or whatever this fish
is. I made that myself.
Stinks.
What is that?
It's just cockles and a bit of sardine paste.
You guys came here just for the game.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
I know. So can we say thank you very much to Johnny the contortionist and Pixie Lanot the bodybender. I really hope you
jeans and a shirt. You'd never know if he was just on the tube.
He should do that on the tube.
Excuse me, I can't get past. You just like do the splits over the like handrail. It'd be brilliant.
I hope you were watching that on the cameras. If not, we've got a video for you a bit later on.
Wow.
Thanks to Pixie and thank you, Johnny.
You were tickling me.
That was like a weird dream. You are ticklish, aren't you?
I'm so ticklish.
You did well though. I don't know how many you got.
I don't know how many I got.
Right, but you did well.
I wasn't very good at that. First few were easy.
Yeah, but then the distraction was happening. Thank you very much, Jessie J. Good luck for semi-finals this weekend.
Thank you.
I told you nothing too bad would happen. Just a bit of smell of rank fish.
No, I just smell like I can smell like a really strong smell up my nose.
Yeah, sorry about that. Good luck with Wild. We've got an album coming out
soon. Yes.
Soon.
Before Christmas.
Oh, really? Okay, cool. With the wedding songs on.
Yes.
Don't say that.
Thank you, Jessie J.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. I don't care.
Icona Pop, I Don't Care, on BBC Radio 1. It's my big thing this week. Hi, Hugh Stevens.
Hi, Scott.
Bet you're not loving that, are you?
No, I love it, but I'm not sure if I love it in like 4, 5 to 6 weeks.
Mm. Okay, so it's just for now.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not a keeper, is it, for you?
Well, I don't know. It might be. Let's wait. I'll come back to you in 6 weeks.
Wow, we've had a busy day.
I heard.
Danny off the script on Bingo.
Yeah.
Jessie J came in.
Amazing.
Some contortionists came in.
I'm looking at the pictures on Facebook of the contortionists. They look like snakes.
Basically, Pixie Lanot, her name is. She does look like a snake. How does she do that? That's a good picture. The Jessie J going, and then the two contortionists kind of doing
look
stuff
at that.
Around her.
Casual head between the legs there.
Yeah.
nothing abnormal.
So let's play real or no real. It's a chance to get some Scott Mills points. 10 for every one you get right. How did you do last time, Hugh?
I think I did all right. I think I do okay on real or no real. It's always very hard.
You're not a keeper, are you? But just for now, you go.
Yeah. Come back in 6 weeks.
All right. What are these facts? And are they real or no real?
The last man to walk on the moon graffitied it with his daughter's initials. The marks will remain in the lunar dust for 50,000 years.
Ooh, okay. Wow. You would, wouldn't you? If you had the chance. If you had the chance.
Yes.
If you knew you were going to the moon, you would want to leave. I mean, you would think about it, wouldn't you? You wouldn't just go, oh, I'm at the moon. What shall I do?
Well, I probably wouldn't leave it last minute. I would.
You probably would, actually.
Like, oh, no, I'm on the moon. I've got to go now. And then before I'd have any chance to do anything, my flight would be off. And which I'd be late for.
You would. You would miss your flight to the moon if it was offered.
I really would. So I wouldn't have any time to put my initials. But did the last man on the moon graffiti it?
Because when you see, like, wet cement on a pavement, it's always tempting to put a footprint in there or a hand.
100%.
Or a dog paw. So it remains there forever. And sometimes you see him there forever and ever, don't you?
Yeah.
I think he probably didn't do it.
You think no real?
Yeah, I'm thinking no real,
I think this is real. I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? What were the initials?
His daughter's initials.
Yeah, but what were the initials?
I don't really care.
Nobody cares.
Only me.
Okay. Being honest.
Next.
Michaela Strachan is a member of the St John's Ambulance and volunteers herself for first aid duty while on location with Springwatch.
Big up the St John Ambulance. They've helped me out a couple of times.
Oh, God. Oh, good.
Michaela Strachan. Now, she was name-checking
Don't
the
Google
scout.
Don't Google it. That's the whole point of this game.
Oh, no, I just want to know what she looks like.
Michaela Strachan off of Springwatch. She says things like this.
Some of the birds that have usually fledged by now, we can get cameras on. We've got cameras on great tits.
Springwatch is on at the moment.
Right.
Yeah.
She's name-checked in a Scouting for Girls song, isn't she?
She is.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
What's the lyric?
I wish I could be with Michaela Strachan.
Right.
Scouting for something
girls.
Like that.
So I've forgotten the read. What was the quiz again?
Okay.
She volunteers for the St John Ambulance whilst filming Springwatch.
Oh, definitely
right?
Real. 100%. She's got a heart of gold.
And good for
Strachan.
Her.
Yeah.
Real.
That one is no real.
Oh. What a cow. Only joking, Michaela. And next.
The Italian word for the at sign on a computer keyboard is ciocciola, which is their word for snail.
Mmm, ciocciola.
That's quite sweet. So I take it it's because the at sign does look like a snail, doesn't it?
Mm.
Oh, that's nice.
Give it does look like a snail, yeah.
It's a good point, actually, because we call it the at sign, which is just a bit rubbish, isn't it? As a name, it's not very... It's actually not that creative at all, is it, what we're saying?
It's not, but ciocciola, really? Mm.
It's nice when it changes from country to country, language to language.
Yeah.
Like in Welsh.
I don't know what we call it. Just at.
It's like the full stop should be called. So it's very blunt what we're calling these things, isn't it? We shouldn't call it the full stop. We should call it the end of the road or something like that. I don't know.
Something a bit more exciting.
A bit more arty.
But is that word the Italian word for the at sign?
I'm going to say real.
Ciocciola. I'm going to say real. I don't speak Italian, so I'll say real.
Everything sounds good in Italian, doesn't
it? Yes, it does, yeah.
That one is real.
Lovely.
See, it just sounds more exotic. Oh. And what about this one?
The works of Mumford & Sons have been rearranged for use in a book of hymns for British schools.
Ah, now this is interesting, because somebody told me that, you know The Cave by Mumford & Sons?
Yeah.
Roll Away the Stone. It's like when Jesus was resurrected. And the stone rolls away from the cave that he's in.
Mm.
So I wouldn't be surprised if this was real.
If there was
they are quite philosophical.
Yeah, they are actually. So was there a Mumford & Sons hymn book?
Yeah, why not? It's another way of making revenue for a band. Record sales are down. Turn your lyrics into a hymn book.
It's all about the merch these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
About the merchandise.
And I've done mouse mats, yo-yos, T-shirts and mugs. Do a hymn book.
Who has a mouse mat? When was the last time you went to a gig and bought a mouse mat?
No one has mouse mats
anymore.
I've
seen a mouse
mat.
Like big gigs, like in the CIA in Cardiff back in the day. There'd be like big mouse mats for sale.
We used to give away mouse mats on my show.
What, Scott Mills mouse mat?
Yeah, it was the Scott Mills Big Fact Hunt mouse mats.
Oh, right.
It's like a fact game.
Right.
They had to be recalled in the end.
Are mouse mats still on? I can't see one round here.
Were recalled.
I think they had asbestos in them or something. Anyway, real or no real?
Don't say that, because there's a very good chance people have them.
It wasn't asbestos, it was something. Anyway, real or no real, hymn book, Mumford & Sons.
What are you saying, Hugh?
I'm saying real, boys.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh. And at the end of that...
I scored 30. Hugh scored nothing.
Nothing?
Literally nothing. Oh. What a waste of time.
He's zoned out. He doesn't even care.
I'm reading the lyrics to Michaela Strachan's song by Scouting for Girls.
Oh.
Do you want a little...
Yeah, go on.
I found myself working in a shop at 16. It never stopped hurting to miss you on TV. I always remember all those times that we had. You helped me to sleep. I fancied you heaps. And so did my dad.
Did they do a whole song about Michaela Strachan?
I think it's even called Michaela Strachan, is it not?
Michaela Strachan, you broke my heart. Michaela Strachan, you tore me apart. Michaela Strachan, you broke my heart when I was 12.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good.
Brilliant.
It's actually called Michaela Strachan as well.
Not one of the best. No points.
Yeah. What? No! Really?
Yes, we just said that.
He wasn't even listening the last time.
We need to come back to you in 6 weeks on that as
Hello,
well.
Hello, Hugh. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Have you got one of those numbers and you just don't know who it is in your phone, but they're saved something like Fish Pie Sue? Don't know who it is? Email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I might be calling you tomorrow. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.